As the sun set on Tuesday evening, the warm glow of candles filled the outdoor basketball court at the Zantakahini School campus in Lemon Creek. More than 150 people stood around a vigil to remember 16-year-olds Leotis, also known as Leo Phillips, and Zoe, also known as Zee Clark, whose bodies were discovered Monday. The crowd was filled with family, community members, teachers, and classmates of the pair. Eli Phillips, Leo's uncle, led an opening prayer.
We are gathered here for this tragic loss of these two young ones here. It's a tragic that took their lives. We don't understand why, but we got a feeling in our hearts that we got to forgive them. For whatever reason why, we got to forgive them.
Juneau police reported the two teenagers were missing Monday morning. Later that afternoon, the two were found dead in a wooded area near the Zantakahini campus. A firearm was located near their bodies, and police say it appeared the two had died from gunshot wounds. At the vigil, people shared their memories of the two teenagers. Leo was remembered as a loyal friend who always was ready to crack dad jokes. Uriah Clark, Z's cousin, said the pair loved each other.
The happiest I saw him was with her. And, you know, he, through all the things she's been through, he's been there. And that, I believe they both were hurting and that their last moments were peaceful.
Z used they-them pronouns, according to some family members at the vigil. Some family members referred to Z using she-her pronouns. Z was remembered as a happy-go-lucky kid who always stood up for others, an artist who was involved in Lego robotics and had dreams of attending culinary school.
My life's never going to be complete anymore.
That's Z's father, Zach Clark. He said he felt blindsided by Z's death.
Parents just need to love their kids harder and stronger. That's all I can say.
He described Z as a bright-spirited, loving kid who touched the lives of everyone they met.
There's still so many answers that a lot of us need, like what happened up there, if any forensics can say what happened, what truly happened.
According to police, an investigation into the pair's death is ongoing, and their bodies have been sent to the Alaska State Medical Examiner's Office in Anchorage for autopsies. Z's father thanked the community for sharing their condolences and their love for Z.
This is all I've wanted. I just wanted to see if my kid was loved by people, and her friend showing up shows me that she was loved.
If you or someone you know is in crisis, the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is available to call, text, or chat by dialing 988, or contact the crisis text line by texting TALK to 741-741. You can be connected with community resources by calling 211. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.